Oh, fine. I gave Butcher another bottle. He was howling.
Another?
Well, he seemed to want something. Apparently, he was hungry.
Baby, to eat so much. Yeah. It seems so funny after Betsy. Remember how she hardly ate anything? I don't think she ever once finished a bottle.
Oh, well, there boys are different. They're always hungry. You got enough on here? It's chilly around here, you know.
I know,
we're going to live in this garage for very long. We got to do something about having more heat around here.
Well, I don't know what we can do. I'm sure we'll be in the house before it gets really cold.
Yeah, you're more of an optimist than I am.
When I was with Sharp Minister Gibble, he said the right windows have finally arrived. He hopes to get those in today, so that's something.
Yeah, well, I suppose I better get to work.
Yeah, listen, we have got to do something about getting another car.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I am just stuck out here without a car, dear. I can't do any marketing or
anything. I know. Well, all right. We'll have to look around.
Well, you keep saying that, dear, but we don't do anything. I mean, I just have to have one. And as long as I do, well, let's get it. What are we waiting for?
I'm not waiting. It's just that you've got to look around a bit. If you buy a used car, you want to look into it. You don't want to buy just any old used car.
Of course not. My goodness, there are plenty of used car places. You certainly ought to be able to find one.
I know, I will. As soon as I get time, don't worry, I will.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy, you know. Just so it runs.
Yeah, I know. Look, I won't have any time today. Maybe next Saturday we can drive around, take a look, and see what we can pick
Saturday?
Up.
Saturday?
Look, honey, I haven't any time at all until then. Now, well, I just don't. We're so busy right now at the office.
All right. Oh, for heaven's sake, who is that coming through the woods?
Huh?
Coming this way.
Oh. Looks like Myra Pemberton.
Are they back from Europe?
Well, they must be, unless that's a ghost.
Oh, good heavens, I was going to get so much done this morning, I'll have to sit and listen to her trip.
Huh?
Oh, dear.
Well, good luck. I'm going to get out of here before she traps me. Oh. Boy, I can just hear her already. Sure, everything was marvelous, simply marvelous.
Wow. It's still Lindsay.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad you had such a good trip now.
Well, I've just chatted all morning here, and you haven't told me a thing about your summer. What have you all been doing?
Well, as you can see, our house wasn't ready, and actually...
Now, here's the picture of the hotel we stayed at in Paris. We're close in the car.
Oh, yes. Well, it just looked
lovely. Oh, it was marvelous. Simply marvelous. Uh-huh. Now, what were you saying?
Well, nothing really. I mean, I see my summer hasn't been nearly as fascinating as yours was. In fact...
Oh, here's George, standing by the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yes. Yeah, is that you?
Oh, no. That's a Mrs. Watkins from San Antonio, Texas. Perfectly lovely people. We met them on the boat and then kept running into them all over Europe.
Yeah, well, Myra, you keep on talking. I really ought to do up my breakfast dishes if you don't mind.
Oh, no. Don't mind me. You go right ahead.
Why don't you stay and have a bite of lunch with me?
Oh, no.
Lunchtime. I was just going to fix sandwiches.
Well, I have a million things left to tell you.
Well, actually, Myra, if you want to hear them, I do. It's just, you know, that I do have a few things.
Well, you go right ahead and do them. It doesn't bother me. You know me. I'll just keep right on talking.
Oh, yes, I know. I do have to phone for groceries, Myra. I have to have them delivered since I have no car. We were talking about that at breakfast. I just got to get a used car somewhere.
Oh, yes. Well, now, wait a minute. Where did I see one? Just this morning, driving out here.
What?
I went past a place. I was where I stopped for gas. Well, anyhow, I saw this car, and it looked almost new, and there was a sign on it for sale.
Huh?
And all I remember was that it was very cheap.
Really? Well, try and remember where you saw it, Myra.
Well, come on, get in the car, bring the baby, and we'll drive back the way I came out, and maybe we'll find the place again.
Oh, no, Myra, no, I don't want to bother you.
No, it's no bother at all.
Well,
and while we're driving, I'll tell you all about my trip.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here I am, standing in front of Anne Hathaway's coffin.
Oh, yeah.
You bought it. You bought it?
Yes, I bought it. Isn't it marvelous? Oh, I've admired it so much today. Everything's been simply marvelous. I dare you to tell me all about her trip, and I mean all
well,
about
Never mind that. Well, what about this car?
No, don't stand right in my way. I'm trying to get dinner. I told you I bought it. Instead of yelling at me, it's to be pleased. Only $150, and doesn't it look nice?
It isn't how it looks. What do you know about this car?
I told you the man said it had belonged to a little old lady who only used it for drives on Sundays.
Oh, for Pete's sake, son, you didn't fall for that old story.
What old story?
Oh, no.
It is a 1950 model and only has 10,000 miles on it. And you can see that it's been hardly used at all.
Why didn't you call me before you bought it?
Because the man said somebody else was looking at it and he was sure they were going to buy it. So Myra and I figured that if I wanted it, I better buy it quick. Darling, $150. Think of it.
I am thinking of it.
Well, I couldn't have gotten a nice car like that for any less.
Yes, sweetheart, it is so cheap that there's probably something drastically wrong with it.
Oh, really? Well, you are always so suspicious of everybody. This man was so nice. I mean, he was just the dearest old man.
What man?
The man who sold us the car. His name is Max something. McDermott. McDonald, Mac, I don't know if Mac got him. Doesn't matter what his name was on the check I wrote, but I'll get back with my statement so you can tell.
You mean it wasn't a regular used car place?
Oh, no. No. It was at the gas station. The gas station man didn't have anything to do with it, dear. He just let this man put the car there with a sign on it, and then he called him when we asked about the car, and then he came over, and then the other man
called. Who called who? What man did what?
You're not listening. You're not listening. This little old man came over. He's a cousin or something of the woman.
What woman?
The little old lady who owned the car.
If she owned the car, how come you didn't make out the check to her instead of this Mac something?
I don't know why you always do this.
You simply cannot resist when you think you got a bargain. Haven't I told you time and time again that you never get something for nothing?
I will take the money out of my own savings account and pay for the car. Forget it.
Darling, that is not the point. How soon before dinner?
Well, at least an hour. I'm having an oven dinner because it was cold around here, and I thought you were going to be getting home late and rather than early, so I...
All right. Where are the keys to this new car?
On the table. You can try it out? It's a bit noisy, but the man said that can easily be fixed.
Noisy?
Mm-hmm. That's all there's wrong with it.
Uh-huh. All right. I'll be back in about an hour with luck. Well, what do you think, Joe?
You say your wife paid for it?
$150. Belonged to a little old lady who only used it on Sundays.
Yeah? Is that little old lady still alive?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, this car has been in one swell accident at some time or other.
Accident?
Yeah, sure. The whole frame is sprung. Your wheel alignments are up. The motor needs a complete overhauling. Cylinders need a boring job. Looks like some gears have been stripped. I wouldn't drive around the block on these tires.
Tires gone too, huh?
Fresh shot. Look at them. No good at all. Suicide to drive with these tires, I'll tell you that. No, you'll need all new tires.
Oh, women. Well, Joe, what do you think? Shall I get it fixed up or try to sell it? See what I can get for it.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for it. Nor will anybody who knows anything about cars. No, your best bet, since you already put $150 into it, is to pay $200-$300 more and get her in shape. Of course, you know as well as I do once your frame has been sprung.
Yeah, all right. Say no more. I'll think it over. Whatever possessed my wife, really,
women, they're all alike. My wife's the same way. They don't know anything about a car. They buy one, put some gas in, expect it to run forever. You better do a little explaining about cars when you get home.
Yeah.
The last person anyone would want to be on Saturday is the main character in CBS Radio's Spy.
Now, that's it. You go right to sleep. Not another word. Oh, now maybe I can sit down. The children in bed, dishes done. Oh, darling, now please stop looking at me that way.
Why anyone with a grain of sense would buy a used car without knowing one thing?
For heaven's sake, do stop going on about it. The car runs, doesn't it? What more do you expect from a car? Right, so it needs a few new tires. My
another $100 or more.
It seems to me you're always buying a new tire for your car, and I don't want to hear any more about gears or cylinders. I wouldn't know one if I saw one, and I don't even know what a sprung frame is. I think your friend Joe at the garage is just trying to get some extra business out of you.
Oh, extra business. Joe is the best mechanic
in
town.
Well, it is my car. I like it. It looks nice, and it runs. And you can tell Joe that all I want done to it is to have him take out that noise. Which the man said was a very simple job.
There's noise for Pete. Like the gears are stripped. It's not a small job.
Well, the man said it was. The man said it was. And if Joe charges any $200 or $300 to fix that car up, then you are being taken.
What's the use?
No use at all. The car runs, doesn't it?
Yes, dear, it runs. Look, but
all right, it works. I'll be happy I saved you some money. Oh, for heaven's sake. There comes Myra. Oh, George. Oh, for their film projector, it looks like. She said they might drop over tonight, so you could hear about their trip, too.
Oh, no.
Hi, Myra. George, well, come on in.
How did he like the call?
Some mechanic tried to tell him I got stung.
Well, it runs, doesn't it?
That is just what I said.
All right, George, come on in, come on. I need you, George. Look, would you help me explain to my wife, come here with me, that when you buy a used car...
You know, Myra, I think men get a little jealous when they sometimes discover we women aren't quite as dumb as they think, don't you?
Oh, I do.
I do.